Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bose Burger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bose Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Allen covering. Safe. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schluter moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Schluter moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schluter for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.